FERC dismisses rehearing ask for SPP's ERIS process, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. FERC has rejected a rehearing request of its order approving SPP's proposed one-time accelerated study of shovel-ready interconnection requests, sustaining its original 2025 decision. Clean energy groups and public interest organizations, including the Advanced Power Alliance, American Clean Power Association, Natural Resources Defense Council and Sierra Club, opposed the Expedited Resource Adequacy Study, or ERAS, during the stakeholder process, arguing that it amounts to queue jumping, bypasses open access to the RTO, and violates FERC's principle of non-discriminatory access to the grid. The organizations filed for rehearing in August, 1 month after FERC's order. They contended the Commission's decision was arbitrary and capricious because it was based on unexplained assumptions that little to none of the capacity being studied in SPP's current interconnection process will be available to serve near-term resource adequacy needs. The groups call the assumptions implausible, noting that the RTO assumed none of the 4,500 megawatts of summer accredited capacity in a 2022 study cluster will be available to meet 2030 needs. Only 418 megawatts of over 31,000 megawatts of energy storage in the queue will meet 2030 resource adequacy needs, and no capacity from the 2024 study cluster will be available in 2030. They said the grid operator has projected in other forums that 40% of the generation in the queue will come online, inconsistent with SPP's assumptions, and that it did not discount future load growth to reflect historical rates. FERC disagreed. In an order issued at its monthly open meeting January 22, said SPP had met its burden to show that the ERAS process is just and reasonable and supports near-term resource adequacy needs. A number of well-documented factors are contributing to what SPP has characterized as a looming resource adequacy crisis, the Commission said. They noted SPP expects available capacity to drop below reserve margins by 2027 and for the region to have insufficient capacity to meet peak demand in 2030. SPP further predicts that, within the next 2 to 5 years, load-responsible entities will be unable to meet their state-mandated obligation to serve load and the tariff's resource adequacy requirements, FERC said, pointing to the RTO's projections that an additional 16.7 gigawatts of accredited capacity will be needed by 2030. The RTO has 552 active interconnection requests in its queue for more than 130 gigawatts of capacity. It told FERC that given proposed commercial operation dates, historical withdrawal rates and capacity accreditation rates, actual capacity to meet SPP's near-term resource adequacy needs was likely to be far more limited, and that its current interconnection process could not meet expected needs. The Commission also rejected open access arguments, saying ERIS interconnection requests are necessarily subject to SPP's more stringent criteria for eligibility. ERIS interconnection customers are differently situated than interconnection customers that do not meet these criteria, FERC said, in their expected ability to achieve commercial operation more quickly to participate in this one-time process to respond to the near-term needs of particular layer E's that SPP has determined are expected to face a capacity deficiency. In approving the ERAS process in July 2025, FERC found that SPP had existing authority under its tariff to evaluate and maintain resource adequacy and to manage its interconnection queue in providing sufficient generation to meet RA requirements. Order 2023 compliance accepted. In a separate order issued during the meeting, FERC accepted SPP's second compliance filing with the requirements of Orders 2023 and 2023A. In partly accepting SPP's first compliance filing in June 2025, the Commission found that its proposed tariff revisions amending FERC's pro forma large generator interconnection procedures, or LGIP, and generator interconnection agreements partly complied with the order. It found SPP followed its subsequent directives by proposing to adopt, without modification, the pro forma LGIP requirement that an affected system restudy be completed within 60 calendar days from the restudy needs date. The Commission also said the grid operator complied by removing language from the pro forma LGIP requiring interconnection customers to submit a deposit with each request, even when more than one request is submitted for a single site. FERC issued Order 2023 in July 2023 in an effort to clear backlogged interconnection queues by implementing a first-ready, first-served cluster study process, increasing interconnection customers' financial obligations, and penalizing grid operators for missing study deadlines. In 2024, the Commission rejected challenges to the interconnection rules under Order 2023 and made several clarifications, minor modifications, and an extended compliance deadline with Order 2023A. FERC releases letter orders. In a January 20 letter order, FERC accepted SPP's proposed tariff revisions, modifying language related to the local market power test for resources in frequently constrained areas. The revision, with an effective date of January 26, prohibits market participants from nominating and acquiring, and portfolios from containing certain auction revenue rights and transmission congestion rights that source and sync in electrically equivalent settlement location groups. SPP's market monitoring unit supported SPP's proposal, saying it more clearly defines the full scope of trades that are not permissible in SPP's TCR market. The Commission directed SPP to submit a compliance filing within 30 days of the order's date. In another January 20 letter order, FERC approved the RTO's proposal to modify language setting the conditions under which a resource is determined to have local market power. The Commission found it reasonable for resources within an FCA to undergo the same level of scrutiny as resources outside the area when testing for local market power with respect to constraints outside the FCA. It said SPP's proposal applies the existing resource to load distribution factor and binding reserve zone conditions for all resources while retaining other conditions for resources in an FCA,